Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great city again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Trabu. I'm joined now, as I am every Wednesday morning, by Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry. Hi, Jack.
Good morning.
Jack, we're in the midst of what's scheduled to be 4 days of statements from victims of Dr. Larry Nassar. As part of his sentencing, more than 80 women and girls are scheduled to speak. There are about 140 people who have accused him of sexually assaulting them while he worked for Michigan State University and for the U.S. Women's Olympics gymnastics team. What has stood out to you about the victims' statements so far?
Well, the sheer magnitude of the horror and the suffering and how many women and girls were involved and how long this went on without anybody noticing. I hadn't known previously that one of these young women apparently killed herself. In another case, the father of one young woman who was, I think, 6 when she was first molested, and he didn't believe her story, ended up killing himself for reasons that may well be connected to this. So this is just one of the most horrifying and horrific things I've seen.
Jack, we've talked before about the possible fallout from the Nassar case, especially at Michigan State, where he practiced medicine and taught for about 2 decades. The scope of the crimes he committed is staggering, and there are allegations that a number of people at MSU turned a deaf ear to complaints from victims and their parents. Do you expect to see other ramifications for Michigan State beyond the possible financial settlements?
I think the shocking thing to everybody is that Luana Simon still has her job, despite all of this and despite calls from everybody from the Lansing State Journal to Gretchen Whitmer for her to resign or be fired. It has something to do with the structure of the Board of Trustees at MSU, where the presidency doesn't rotate and the athletic department has a pretty firm grip on control. But she's been there a long time. She's never worked anywhere else in her life. She's 70. I don't think she will last much longer, and the interesting thing is we'll see what happens with other people. I remind you that at Penn State, the president at the time of the Jerry Sandusky scandal there is, last I looked, still fighting his jail term, while the athletic director and some other high officials are actually in prison or have been in prison. So I think we have just seen the start of what is going to be a long period of agony for MSU.
There are a lot of ideas and proposals floating around Lansing these days, Jack. Senate Minority Leader Jim Ananick says one of his priorities is to reevaluate the state's infrastructure plan. In his comments, he specifically mentioned how bad the roads will be after the wild temperature swings we've had already this winter. Everyone seems to agree we need infrastructure work at the state and national levels. What will it take to actually get that work moving?
Well, I'm afraid it's going to take some massive disaster that kills a whole lot of people, but failing that, us coming to our senses, us electing people who are not wearing rigid ideological blinders that all taxes are bad, even taxes to save us money, and I think we all need to grow up. Otherwise, this will get worse and worse, and the state will continue to fall apart and be unable to attract business.
Jack, the Chinese automaker GAC has been showcasing prototypes at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. The company plans to start selling in the U.S. in 2019, but it's already working on a name change. The plan was to sell under the brand name Trumpchi. That decision came long before Donald Trump took office. What do you make of the plans to change the name?
Well, obviously the name is, who knows, the name might be sort of a cult status name. The question is the car any good and does it fit any kind of niche in the market? We've been hearing for a long time the Chinese were going to come. There's an automaker called Chery that was supposedly about to market cars, and they weren't ready for prime time. So what I would be asking is, this car have any unique selling proposition, or is it going to be priced at a level where it will be attractive given all of the other offerings out there? And frankly, I sort of doubt it.
Jack, I'll see you at the showroom.
I promise not to change my name.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday at 7:45.